Mel Brooks, we're talking Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, that stuff. Join us on this adventure.
And be sure to follow us on the socials at GetGeekish and at GetGeekish.com.
And a huge thanks to Ames Student Radio for airing our podcast on Wednesdays.
So this week we decided to go back to something we've touched on in recent months of spoof movies.
Spoofs!
Yeah, you know, they're like parodies where they, you know, a movie that makes fun of another movie or takes from other movies and makes, you know.
That makes it their own.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of spoof movies out there, and, well, I think we kind of owe the spoof movies to the original kings of the spoof. Well, they're not the original kings, because there's been spoof movies before them, but Mel Brooks and Leslie Nielsen.
Yes.
Those two made, like, the 80s spoof central.
We could pretty much just say those two made the 80s, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Maybe even some of the 70s. I don't know how far back some of those go.
Yeah. I mean, History of the World Part 1, which was a Mel Brooks film, was, I think, one of the first spoof movies that I actually ever watched.
Mm-hmm.
My mom opened my eyes to it, and she's like, "You're laughing at this. You like it?" And then next we went to Blazing Saddles, which is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Blazing Saddles is great. Spaceballs, mm-hmm. Still one of my favorite movies ever.
Young Frankenstein.
The Producers.
Yep. High Anxiety. Silent Movie is great. I mean, there's...
Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
We're men in tights.
Tights. Yeah, that's one of those movies that, to this day, it's one of my wife's favorite ones, too. And that movie is quoted in my house no less than 2 or 3 times a week.
Robin Hood?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Pretty sure Spaceballs is too. But.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Is like you, if I was to pick my favorite Mel Brooks movie, there's no way I could. I've seen almost all of them. There's a couple of them that are really hard to get a hold of, but you know. And then,
well, that was the thing, that the beauty of these spoof movies, that compared to some of the more recent spoof movies that aren't quite as good, in my humble opinion.
Both of our humble opinions.
Yes, a lot of these old movies. You just take Mel Brooks. A lot of the movies are not the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
Spaceballs, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein. Yeah, they're all the same vein of movie, but they're very different. Even the styles of humor and some of the stuff in them are different enough that you're in a different mood and a different time when you watch them.
Right. And the thing about those movies, too, is the writing is a little bit different, but he uses some of the same humor cues from other movies. I mean, you know, I think he gets some inspiration from, you know, Abbott and Costello and Three Stooges on some of the stuff and going up. And then Leslie Nielsen, he may act the same in every movie, but it's not the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
Naked Gun, I mean, Airplane, one. Was he in the second one? I don't remember.
I think so.
Wrongfully Accused, which is a parody of, or a spoof of The Fugitive, which is great.
Yeah, yeah.
Dracula, Dead and Love It, which is Leslie Nielsen and Mel Brooks together. Gotta love it.
You got Spy. One of my favorite ones that I think is a very underrated one is Repossessed.
Oh, yeah.
Leslie Nielsen spoofed The Exorcist, and that movie is freaking hilarious.
I forgot about that one. That is a good one.
Uh-huh. I just bought it on Vudu a couple weeks ago. I need to watch it again. But he's also got some old ones that I'd actually never heard of. You said that you might have seen 2001 A Space Travesty.
I think I did, because I think in high school we were, you know, we had to watch 2001 A Space Odyssey, and I was like, hey, a spoof of it. Cool. And I think it's way better, but
it's like the worst version of Cliff Notes ever.
Yeah, I saw it.
We're going to watch Ben-Hur. I'm going to watch History of the World. That'll cover it, right?
Yeah, it's kind of close.
But other Leslie Nielsen ones, American Carol, Camouflage, and Soul Man also on his list. Of
See, I didn't see those ones. No.
Definitely the list we had before. The Airplane is another movie that every time anybody
says Shirley,
mm-hmm. all I can think of is Leslie Nielsen. Well, going back to Mel Brooks, you can make pretty much anybody over the age of 25 laugh just by going,
or even still, if they're true Mel Brooks fans, you're like, walk this way, and then they copy your walk. That's the running gag that he had in some of them, too. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think those movies, it's a huge staple of why my humor is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're the same way, like why we like punny humor and just flat out goofy humor.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cleverness to it, because yeah, there's some sight gags and there's some just saying funny words, but most of them, of the jokes that are made, they tie in very, very clever or high-end types of humor to it. Yeah, it's a sight gag, but it's really funny because it has this extra level. Well, if you saw the movie that it came from and you know what it's making fun of, like, oh, that's some clever stuff.
Well, and even that, too, they would do, like, the raunchy jokes, in a sense, in a very classy way, you know?
Roll, roll, roll in the hay.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Even with Blazing Saddles, with the bean scene. So I was lucky enough to see Mel Brooks talk in Denver a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you got to see the man himself.
Yeah, so we got to watch the movie, and then he came out and talked about Blazing Saddles and as well as other stories, which I need to put up in a blog. But he talked about that scene in particular, how when they ran by the studio, they're like, no, that you can't do that, because that's the first time a fart was on a movie. And they're like, you can't do that. He's like, no, that's got to stay in. And it stayed in, and people liked it.
It is interesting, too, to think back to, especially some of Mel Brooks' older movies. If those movies tried to come out now, people would have no part in some of the jokes.
That's one of the first things is the guy, the moderator, came out. He's like, do you think this movie could be made today? No way in hell.
Yeah. Because there were a lot of jokes that were, I guess, by today's standards, very, very racist and insensitive.
Right. But, I mean, you also got to think, too, and I'm not trying to defend racism at all, but with that movie, what it was trying to do was bring light to racism. Look, when it came out in the 70s, you know, it was trying to poke fun at the cowboy movies that didn't touch base on that at all, even though it was rampant, and also what was going on in the time period, too, and kind of go like, yo.
Yeah, that sounds like we're going to go down the whole rabbit hole of a whole different argument that I want no part of. I want this to be fun.
But anyway, I mean, and without those movies, we wouldn't have some of the great spoof movies today, you know, because they kind of paved the way of how the humor goes. Scary Movie 1 and 2.
Yeah, which on 3 through 5 didn't exist.
3 was okay. After that, no. And then, but the problem is with those movies, Scary Movie 1 and 2, they did so well, they decided to make more of those, and then every other genre decided to do a spinoff.
Well, I feel like that was a problem because the Wayans brothers have some gold material they've come with their lives. Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling that they, I don't want to call them sellouts per se, but I think their ideas got completely taken advantage of over the years.
I think that's why they stopped doing, because they only did the first 2 scary movies and then stopped. Mm-hmm. And you can tell.
Because you go back to I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, and Don't Be a Menace to South Central Bronx While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. Like, those
longest
were
title ever.
Those are funny movies. And they had the Haunted House series, and then they had Dance Flick and Blank Man.
Blank Man was good. Dance Flick was not good. Haunted House was okay.
But even the Wayans movies, you go back to ones that they're a part of, even the ones that, that movie's never good, there were still some good jokes in them.
That's
like
true.
Overall, you're like, this movie was terrible, but I laughed a couple, you know, some good stuff on there. And I think like the Scary Movie franchise is what blossomed into our next tier of spoofs that we just absolutely despise. We'll get back to good ones in a minute, but Scary Movie 3 through 5 into Stan Helsing and superhero movie and vampires suck and epic movie and date movie and disaster movie and movie 43.
Movie 43, I had such high hopes for it because of the star power that was in it. I think maybe one skit I laughed at. Mm-hmm. The whole thing was just, and I was sitting there watching, I was like, am I getting too old for this? Like, this is because, like, what happens with those movies, Scary Movie 1 and 2 did a decent job with putting some raunchy humor in there. 3 was a little bit tamed down because it was PG-13, but then like with the other movies, with the epic movie and all that, they tried to go the raunchiness and just crank it up. And they just did too much, and they did too much of the, like, the what Saturday Night Live does with the jokes of like just the running them into the ground type of situation.
Just do it over and over and over again, or take something and just make it so absurd and obscene that you're like, it's not even funny anymore. That's just right. That's just genitalia.
I think like the golden age of the modern spoof movies would be Scary Movie 1 and 2, Not Another Teen Movie, which was pretty decent. Even then, I think that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
The golden age.
Yeah, because there's some spoof movies now, because when you go to, we were discussing this before we started the whole podcast, that the spoof genre, depending on how you go for a quote-unquote definition of it, almost any comedy movie could be a spoof depending on what it's talking about. Mm-hmm. But the ones we're trying to focus on are ones where they pick something and make light of it. Or they take that idea and, okay, hey, when vampires suck, they take the vampire movies that are popular and we're going to make fun of them. At least that was a focal point.
Yeah.
Whereas movie 43 is, what's something we can make money off of in a joke? Yeah, put it in. Put it in.
What's the wrong, what kind of shock value can we get? And I do have to say, a lot of people didn't like Walk Hard, which is making fun of Walk the Line.
Mm-hmm. The Dewey Cox story.
Yeah. It's okay. The ending, it's just, it's too long. It's one of those ones where like they had material and they're like, okay, we need to make this longer. So they just drew it out and then they put in scenes with, you know, genitalia and everything that didn't need to be in there. And you're just like.
It could have made a great like 42-minute spoof.
Or even, you know, the hour and 20 minutes at most. This, I think, Dewey Cox story is close to almost 3 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it'll also have Austin Powers and Johnny English.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta love you some Rowan Atkinson.
Mm-hmm. I love me some Rowan Atkinson.
So,
it's,
I mean,
like family.
You got those great movies there. I mean.
Also have, I mean, the Simon Pegg, the, I already forgot the name.
The Coronado Trilogy.
The Coronado Trilogy.
Which, you know, Shaun of the Dead making fun of Dawn of the Dead and other zombie movies, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Fuzz kind of making fun of buddy cop movies in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then
World's End.
Yeah, World's End.
It's just funny.
Yeah, that's just that's just a good one.
We'll go back to some of my older ones that I remember loving as a child and I still love now that, well, a lot of other people don't seem to grasp. Amazon Woman on the Moon.
Oh, you're going like the B movies.
Well, yeah, but that, have you, you've seen that, right?
I think I've seen parts.
Amazon Woman on the Moon and Kentucky Fried Movie, both of them put plots together where it's basically just a whole bunch of skits thrown into one movie together, but all the skits are making fun of other things at the time, other TV shows, other popular parts. So I figure they fall in the spoof genre, and they're terrible and hilarious, and have a lot of jokes that would not be able to be made today, too.
That's true. Well, I know this is one of your favorites, Galaxy Quest.
Yes, Galaxy Quest is definitely one of my favorite spoofs of all time.
Making fun of Star Trek, in a sense.
Well, and it is in a way of, there's a word that I don't know how to
homage
pronounce. Well, yes, but a parody film, there's a genre that pastiches? I don't know. But it's a term that basically means that it's making a parody, but it is actually celebrating the work rather than mocking the work. And I feel like Galaxy Quest did. Galaxy Quest made a super over-the-top, ridiculous spoof of Star Wars and Star Trek, but it was celebrating the genre at the same time as it was poking fun at parts of it.
Well, I think that's kind of what Mel Brooks did too, honestly.
I'm going to have to look up how to say that. I'm going to feel stupid. Pastiche.
What about Hot Shots?
Hot Shots? I enjoyed Hot Shots again. I feel if I watched Hot Shots now, I wouldn't like them as much.
I feel like you would. Do you like one or part deux?
Well, part deux came out when I was like middle school, so I always have a soft spot, but part one, just, I mean, the side-by-side comparisons with Top Gun for that were amazing. Mm-hmm. Like back before Charlie Sheen went off the deep end.
Yeah. Okay.
Sizzling bacon on her stomach.
I think that goes to like the writers too, you know.
Mm.
We forgot to mention, and I know somebody's probably been yelling at this about it, for Monty Python.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Monty Python's, those are all technically spoofs, right?
Life of Brian. I know that you're a fan of that one.
Always look on. That's Meaning of Life, right? No, that's Life of Brian.
Meaning of Life is pretty good too. See, like, yeah. Meaning of Life is a good one because it did like what History of the World did with different segments of time periods and everything like that, and just, you know, spoofing it, which was great. How did we forget about that?
We didn't
one?
Forget about it. I can guarantee, because we're already how many minutes into this, and we're going through this list of some of our favorite spoof movies, that we're going to miss some. I guarantee the second we turn this microphone off, I'm going to go, oh, how come we didn't talk about this? Oh, do you remember this one? Because they are a lot of good ones and a lot of bad ones. And I feel like spoof movies is one of those genres, too, that there's not a lot of people with these kind of movies that are middle ground. Either they love them or they hate them and think they're absolutely ridiculous.
Right. I mean, like, I'm sitting here looking at some of the top spoof movies, or not top spoof movies, just like a list of spoof movies, and like MacGruber's on here. That's an SNL skit that probably didn't need to be made into a movie. Mm-hmm. I never saw it, but I think it's one of those ones like Austin Powers. That's one that I would watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any Mel Brooks movie, I'd watch. Disaster Movie, I'm never going to watch that again.
Mm-mm.
Date Movie, nope. Movie 43, nope. Mm-mm. Like, those are not good. Kung Pao Enter the Fist, though. I love that movie.
I don't even remember enough of it. Like, I don't know if I've watched it start to finish at all, but the cover was fun.
So the whole premise of Kung Pao, just in case you're wondering what I'm talking about, is it basically only has one actor in it, and they superimpose him in old Kung Fu movies, and then dubbed over the lines.
Maybe I like it better. I think when I was like 10, I didn't know that was the case. I'm like, this is dumb.
10? This came out in like 2002, bud. You weren't 10 then.
2002?
Mm-hmm.
No way. There's no way that came out that late.
Kung Pao, Enter the Fist, 2002. It's that movie. So I remember watching it, and I made my parents watch it. And I remember as soon as I heard my dad laugh, I knew this was a good movie. And then when I heard my mom laugh, I knew it was a really good movie.
I almost forgot another one of my favorite spoofs of all time.
What's that?
This is Spinal Tap.
Oh.
Another movie that came out in 1984, which is apparently one of the greatest years in pop culture for me ever. But the mockumentary of an make-believe rock band going on tour that is failing miserably and doesn't believe it.
Didn't people think that was real?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they made albums they put out after the fact, too. They've gone on tour afterwards. Like, and
we need to do a parody thing, and then maybe we'll become famous.
Yeah.
Pseudo-famous.
I thought you were going to say we needed to go get some zucchinis and tinfoil, but...
Yeah, maybe. Oh, man, I totally forgot Linda Blair was in Repossessed, the original girl from The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Repossessed. If you haven't watched that Repossessed movie and you enjoy Leslie Nielsen or spoofs, go watch it right now.
Spy Hard, Top Secret.
See, it's funny because Top Secret, I never watched as a child. I watched it as an adult.
And?
But I remember seeing it as a child because all I remember was the cover of the movie. Had the cow and then the girl laying down in the sand and her lady parts had left two holes in the sand. And as like a 6-year old, I was enamored by that. You'd walk by like out of the corner of your eye, like, let's go look down that aisle again.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a pervy little 6-year old, whatever.
Let's see if you agree with this. According to IMDb, these are the best movies of all time. We'll just do the top 10 because there's 80 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail, number one.
I'll put it up there.
Airplane, number two.
I'll take it.
You know what's funny is Airplane's rated PG. just because it's rated PG doesn't mean it's kid. There's nudity and cursing. Good old 80s. Young Frankenstein comes in at number three.
I'll take that.
Life of Brian, number four.
Okay.
This is Spinal Tap, number five.
Okay.
Blazing Saddles, number six.
Mm-hmm.
Spaceballs, number seven.
All good.
Leslie Nielsen in The Naked Gun from The Files of the Police Squad. So that's the first one.
All good.
Number eight, Shaun of the Dead, number nine. And number 10, Hot Shots.
See, that's a great list. Those are all great. You can't go wrong with that list.
Monty Python, Mel Brooks, and Leslie Nielsen kind of dominate that list. Mm-hmm. So that's...
we're not alone in our tastes, apparently.
Mm-mm. Galaxy Quest is at number 13. Which is still...
How about a more recent one that we watched like a year or two ago?
What We Do in the Shadows? Oh, yeah. I forgot it.
That movie was so unexpectedly
awesome.
Really good.
We're werewolves, not swearwolves. If you haven't seen What We Do in the Shadows and you like Flight of the Conchords style humor or, you know... So the guy that made that also directed Thor Ragnarok. So it's that kind of type of humor, but it's a documentary about vampires living in the real world.
Yeah. It's a very slow movie, mm-hmm. but it's very clever, and you look back and you laugh on everything that happens in it.
God, good job bringing that one up.
Two thumbs up there.
That was a more recent one. Oh, man.
And then, of course, if we're going to go just spoof route... Robot Chicken,
mm-hmm.
I think, is still one of the greatest spoofs of all time because I haven't seen the later seasons of it. Is it still going? Let's find out about that.
I know it was. Well, I know where he's going with this. So Robot Chicken basically is, what, 12-minute episode that just is little snippets back and forth that just cater to us because it hits a lot on the... 80s and 90s.
Yeah, all the things that we talk about of our childhood, they're pretty much made fun of as toys on Robot Chicken.
Mm-hmm. While you're doing that, what about Trey Parker, Matt Stone with Basketball and Team America?
I think those were amazing movies. They're ones that still it's tough to fall into the spoof category.
I would say Basketball is trying to spoof like sports movies.
Yeah, it does to a point.
Team America Thunderbirds? The puppet thing is just
so wrong. So wrong.
I'm Sharon Ray.
But those were definitely good ones.
Would you consider what was the Orgasmo? Was that a spoof movie?
See, I don't. It's a good one if you go with the wide definition of spoofing superhero movies. Then yeah, it could have been, but I feel like it was just an over the top random comedy more than anything else. But
that's true. Robot Chicken started 2001, and it's still going on.
Oh yeah, season 9 of Robot Chicken aired in July of 2018. So I'm guessing more is probably still coming. Oh, they even put out a Walking Dead special. What?
The Star Wars specials
are hilarious.
On point.
Yeah,
totally.
Much better because Family Guy did the Star Wars trilogy, and those were awful.
Yeah, they had a couple moments, but
There's a few good jokes, but I feel like that's what Family Guy turned into. Like the first few seasons of Family Guy tried to be clever, and then it just turned into we've got one or two jokes an episode, and then we're just going to repeat something over and over and over again.
It's funny you say that because Family Guy episode 6, It's a Trap, the Star Wars thing, comes in at number 14.
Best spoofs of all time?
From IMDb. Mm-hmm. Then there's Kung Fu Hustle. Forgot that's a good one, too.
Sorry, I think something in my brain, like a synapse
I'm
just broke.
I'm telling you, dude, it's right there. It's number 14.
That's painful.
It's above History of the World Part 1, which I do not agree with.
No.
Scrooged, it's above that.
Scrooged is another good movie, then.
Yeah. Well, and then Family Guy, something, 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 Dark Side comes in at number 22.
You know, this makes me think that we probably need to go see the new Johnny English movie.
I'm down. I'm down. Mr. Bean, I mean, it's just...
Rowan Atkinson makes me, like, he could just sit in a chair and I could stare at him making funny faces for 2 hours and probably feel like it was worth my money to go to the theater.
Well, I mean, he's honestly one of the best parts of Rat Race.
Mm-hmm.
It's a race. You know, I got the coin. You know, that's, he's, even when you watch Mr. Bean, even like the TV series,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't talk.
No.
He doesn't need to.
No, he is hilarious. You go through and it's British humor and it's from the 80s, 90s? So it's
80s, 90s.
So it's very dry, not a whole lot of production value. So you walk into it and think, man, I'm going to hate this. And it's really funny.
Well, it's along the lines of like, you know, Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin with the type of, like, they do the physical setup in the whole thing. They don't need to talk, which mm-hmm. I think is fantastic. Now, it's great when somebody else is trying to talk to him because it does that whole situational humor. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, Johnny English making fun of Bond movies with a goofy Englishman. Love it. That comes out tomorrow.
I think so, yeah. I think we should have to put it on our calendar.
I got to catch up. I got to watch the first two again. It's nice that they made a third.
Mm-hmm. You know, got to complete the trilogy, right? That's how it works in movies these days.
Supposedly. But, I mean, I'm sure that we may have mentioned some that people actually like, but we don't like. But that's okay.
Yeah, everybody likes different things. It's okay. Different strokes, different folks.
The Robot Chicken Star Wars episode comes in at 36.
See, I feel like that was 100 times better than the Family Guy version of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shrek's even on here, I guess.
Yes, yeah, I saw that Shrek on some of the list, too, of parodies, because it was a parody of the fairy tale movies, but
mm-hmm.
then it became its own thing. And everything's a parody. Everything is some remakes should basically be parodies.
Like what? What is an example on that? Because I'm agreeing with you. I just can't think of an example, so I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, it's a long way around for some of them.
Scream, I guess, is, you know, Scream is weird because they parodied the slasher flicks, but then Scream 2 and Scream 3, they started doing the whole meta thing with spoofing themselves mm-hmm. in that. That was weird.
We could go bad parodies, like when they remade the Thundercats. That was like a horrible parody of the original Thundercats.
Oh, the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurt.
I mean, Michael Bay spoofed us all with Transformers. You know, we need to do just a straight up Transformers.
That wasn't a spoof. That was a giant beep, beep, beep.
I feel like we could talk for hours, so maybe we need to do like a 3-part podcast on Transformers and how to fix it.
No, we'll do a 5-part and we'll have lots of explosions.
It would
and
still
we'll
be
make
better.
Millions.
It would still be better than Michael Bay.
We've talked before that the new Bumblebee movie does look like it could actually be good, though.
I hope it's not just fan service. But anyway, I mean, there we go. You get us talking on Autobots and Decepticons, and we just go off the rails. Mm-hmm. Spoof movies. That's what we're talking about. There's got to be more out there that we didn't hit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's tons of spoof movies that go through history. And again, depending on what your definition of them are, you go to parody movies, you go back to the early 1900s, and even Caddyshack was technically a spoof. The Evil Dead could be considered a spoof, depending on how you look at it.
I would say Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness was a spoof of Evil Dead.
There you go. Army of Darkness, a spoof of Evil Dead. That works, right? See? Look at that. Full circle.
Oh, man, those movies.
The Princess Bride, that could have been a spoof of princessy fairy tale movies.
I mean, technically, Deadpool's a spoof of superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes was basically a horror spoof. Return of the Killer Tomatoes was even more of a spoof.
I can't believe they made those two movies into a cartoon for kids.
Yeah, they did that a lot in the 80s, though. Yeah. And the same thing, like, why on earth were we allowed to have Toxic Avengers cartoon toys?
That's true.
You look at the Toxic Avenger movie, you're like, you guys made this for kids? Like, really? Did you get... No, okay, well, whatever. You made your money.
Yep.
Fatal Instinct?
Didn't see that one.
That was another one that, well, I kind of watched it when I was 12, and it had jokes of things that were popular at the time, so I remember liking it at the time, but...
Is that the one that's making fun of
Fatal Attraction
and Basic Instinct?
Yeah, Basic Instinct. Yeah. Last Action Hero.
Nope.
Silence of the Hams.
See, Last Action Hero, I have a problem with that one. I watched it once. That movie, I loved Arnold growing up. That movie was horrible.
I pretended I liked it for a while.
The ending on that one is so stupid and abrupt. I think I've only seen Last Action Hero once.
Mm-hmm.
It was that bad.
Yeah.
That was basically Arnold spoofing himself.
Mars Attacks. That one's technically a spoof, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alien invasion movies.
That's true. That was a good one. Oh, man, that is a good movie.
I feel like the 2000s were bad, because I'm looking at the Wikipedia list of parody movies from 2000. And it had a Space Travesty, Scary Movie, Shriek, If You Know What I Did, Last Friday the 13th, The Bogus Witch Project, Scary Movie 2, Not Another Teen Movie, Elvira's Haunted Hills, Wet Hot American Summer, Kung Pao, Master of Disguise, Undercover Brother, Sharknado,
So
A Mighty Wind. It's just a lot of not good movies.
Master of Disguise, I wanted to like that movie because it's Dana Carvey. It still has its moments.
That was the Saturday Night Live thing of you took a skit that was funny and for 5 minutes, like, let's make a 2-hour movie of it.
They did that with what? Undercover Brother, Superstar. Oh, man, there was another one.
God, that Superstar movie was awful.
There was like...
How can any writer think, okay, you've got to make her sniff in her armpits a two-hour joke? Like,
yeah. They struggled on some of those. And that's the thing with SNL is like they take a joke and then just run it into the ground and then it's not funny anymore. And yeah.
Oh yeah, the 2000s just kept going. Hoodwinked, which is actually a good cartoon. Date Movie, Another Gay Movie, 18 Fingers of Death, Borat, Bikini Bloodbath, Man of the Year, Epic Movie, Farce of the Penguins, Walk Hard, Enchanted.
I like Enchanted.
Is it bad that we can go through these lists and it's like every 10 or so, like, oh yeah, that's a good one.
Farce of the Penguins was okay, had a couple good jokes.
Well, the problem with Farce of the Penguins was that the March of the Penguins was so awful.
a lot of people liked it.
No, I'm thinking,
you're thinking of Happy Feet.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Happy Feet. Wow, that's...
March of the Penguins was like documentary narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Happy Feet was terrible.
Happy Feet was horrible.
Tropic Thunder, that was a decent one.
It had its moments.
Mm-hmm. Dance Flick.
Nope. You know what's sad is I watched a lot of those, like, Dance Flick and all that because I kept wanting them to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the Spartans was horrible. I mean, I wanted them. I have that humor and that, I don't know. I'll stick with the classics.
Yeah, the classics. Yeah, I'm going to stop listening now because now it's just depressing me because they're just horrible movies.
There hasn't really been any good ones out besides What We Do in the Shadows. Hopefully Johnny English is great. But I mean, has there really been any decent spoof?
Let's look at like the movies that I actually enjoy that are on the list since 2010 on here. The Lego Batman movie. I don't know if you really call that
a spoof. I mean, I guess it could be.
A bunch of movies I haven't seen. A Million Ways to Die in the West, I did not like very much.
No, that one was overhyped.
The Hungover Games, Sharknadoes.
Nope.
The World's End is the last one on this list that I'm like, oh, that's a good movie. Okay.
I feel like we need to do a Sharknado marathon. I've never seen them. You just died inside a little bit when I'm...
Can I just pass out and say I watched them?
No, you made me watch Redneck Zombies, so we should...
Redneck Zombies was awesome.
Has anybody watched that yet? Cause...
If there is any line in Sharknado that's as good as anything Ferd Mert says, I will buy you lunch.
I've never seen it, so I don't know. From what I've seen, people like Sharknado, so... They've made...
People watch Sharknado. It doesn't mean they like Sharknado.
Seven of them, eight of them, something like that. But even still, that's right there, perfect example.
They made five of those crappy Michael Bay movies, too.
That's a perfect example. Sharknado came, you know, it's a stupid premise, but it's like now there's all these other spin-off monster movies like Sharktopus and...
Sharktopus?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It's a half shark, half octopus thing. Huh. Well. Stupid stuff like that, that I feel like came from the monster movies that came out in the 2000s, like Anaconda and Lake Placid.
Yeah, that was... I feel like the 90s and 2000s was just going through every possible disaster you could think of and then every movie company making a version of it.
Oh, yeah.
When Armageddon and Deep Impact came out, and then you had Lake Placid and Anaconda that came out.
Hey, don't spoil our future podcast of disaster movies.
And now it's just Dwayne Johnson getting stuff blown up. That's what disaster movies are nowadays.
Hey, Jumanji was fantastic.
I wouldn't count Jumanji as a disaster movie.
I'm talking like things that actually happened to the Earth disaster, not like horrible movies that are just disasters.
Jumanji was good.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right, on that point, what are some of your favorite spoof movies out there?
Yeah.
Because if I had to make a list, top five would be Mel Brooks movies.
Mm-hmm. We'll just lump them together.
With Leslie Nielsen underneath, and then probably... Johnny English is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then What We Do in the Shadows, you have to watch that. If you like vampires and mockumentaries,
mm-hmm.
then go for it.
So maybe we should make a list here of things, spoof movies people need to see. So we'll go Monty Python, Holy Grail is probably the best one of the bunch there.
Mm-hmm.
So Monty Python, Holy Grail. Best Mel Brooks one.
Oh,
I want to have to put Spaceballs on there.
Young Frankenstein, though.
But you could do two Mel Brooks. Do Spaceballs and Young Frankenstein.
Well, here's the thing. You got to go by this. If you're a fan of Star Wars and Star Trek and you haven't seen Spaceballs, watch Spaceballs.
There you go.
If you're a fan of monster movies, Young Frankenstein. I mean, Young Frankenstein's fantastic anyway, but I know a lot of people have a problem with black and white movies nowadays. Mm. and Robin Hood, Men in Tights was...
Yeah, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Yeah, I always forget that's actually Mel Brooks. Okay, so we'll go a couple Mel Brooks. Leslie Nielsen, I feel like Airplane and Naked Gun have to be up there as the first two. But I think Repossessed deserves a second look.
Write these down.
This is Spinal Tap, Shaun of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
Galaxy Quest.
Mm-hmm. What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
I can't believe that's not even on the top list.
I feel like that's a pretty good list of like, here's some good spoofies. Because I could keep going the other ones, but then it becomes very... movies that I just really like, even though they might not have done so well.
You mean like Redneck Zombies?
Shut your mouth.
I mean, yeah, I would have to say, just going through the top 10 that IMDb has, go for it. I mean...
It's a good place to start. And if you appreciate those movies, you'll probably appreciate the way our senses of humor work.
Mm-hmm. It explains a lot about us.
Yeah. And it'll also make you understand why we giggle incoherently for no reason at times. Because there's a joke there, but it's...
Sometimes it's not appropriate to say.
Just keep it on the inside up here. Just keep it on the inside up here. What? What?
That's always the awkward spot when somebody says something. And because of those movies, I look at it a different way and I start laughing. They're like, what are you laughing about? I'm like...
It plays very well into that. We've talked about that before, too, if we both do the JD thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a lot more lately of the JD thing from Scrubs of when you just kind of imagine other things happening in your head. You put yourself in a whole little world of something that's happening, like in the middle of a conversation. Somebody's talking to you, and all of a sudden you're imagining them in a frilly hat ice skating on the back of a pond. Yeah.
Well, you just named it right there. I mean, Scrubs is a spoof of ER and Grey's Anatomy.
That's true.
So there you go.
That is the third time Grey's Anatomy has come up in conversation this week. Well, I've never even watched the stupid show.
I've never watched the show, but I just like it in Scrubs when they reference it one time. Like, let's go home and watch Grey's Anatomy. They're doctors and they do what we do. That's great.
All right. Spoof movies. Let us know what you think. Hit up on the socials at Get Geekish, and we'll talk to you next week.